There was a meeting for the City Council's Public Safety Committee regarding how to handle ICE agents in Bridgeport. So what was in this resolution and what can actually be done to limit the actions of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents? Joining us now is Tom Gaudet, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Bridgeport. And Tom, you were in that meeting, right?
Yes. Good morning. I was in the meeting last night.
What happened? First of all, tell me about this resolution, where it came about, and what's in it.
Yeah, so this resolution was proposed by one of our council members, and I believe was joined by others. And the resolution is titled, I have it in front of me, The Resolution Calling for Enhanced Transparency and Accountability with the Department of Homeland Security. I think talking to the proponents of the resolution, it's really an attempt, just like in other communities, to kind of give voice to some of the concerns that people have in the community about the way that ICE has carried out some of its business, specifically raids that are done in public areas, raids that are done with masks on, warrantless arrests of people. And so this resolution is not really meant to be a legal document or meant to be instructive, but it is meant to have the city council, again, joining other communities, kind of give voice to some of these concerns.
But I mean this very respectfully, Tom, but essentially this is just to say Bridgeport stands with other communities like a Norwalk, I'd imagine, a Stamford, a Danbury, where we have seen these ICE raids happen.
Yeah, I mean, in the resolution, and there are a lot of, you know, clauses in it and stuff. It talks about, you know, public education and awareness around due process rights for our immigrant communities. It does talk about, you know, sort of encouraging ICE to focus its resources and attempts to arrest people on people that are truly dangerous to the community. So there's a lot in here. It talks about ensuring that the city adheres to the Connecticut Trust Act, which is legislation passed by our Connecticut General Assembly and signed by the governor, which is binding on us as a municipality and limits our ability to get involved in federal immigration law enforcement or collection of information about people's immigration status. So those are sort of some of the things that are listed in the resolution.
But what's the point of it if nothing can essentially happen? I guess that's what I'm getting at, Tom. So I don't know. You said that the resolution was looking at things, for example, if they were wearing masks or the way that they carry out their raids. But it sounds like nothing essentially can, you can't override what the federal agents are doing, right?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, I'm going to be completely frank with you, and I've had this conversation with the council members that have been proponents of this, and they agree. From a legal standpoint, there is little to nothing that the city of Bridgeport as a municipality can do. However, I will say that there are groups within our community, Make the Road comes to mind, that have just advocated for public awareness around this issue. And, you know, members of the city council want to make their voice heard. Join, I think, a chorus of other, you know, municipalities and states across the country that are concerned about the way that these raids have been conducted in our public places, because, you know, this is an issue of transparency. It's an issue of degrading the public trust in law enforcement agencies. And so, yep, it is non-binding, and no, it isn't a legal document, but certainly from time to time, legislative bodies do sort of take these public stands, and I think that's what this is about.
Okay. So it's essentially just putting a public stance out there.
Correct.
Okay. All right. But if I just want to, again, just make sure it's super clear, because when you hear about these things happening, you want to know what, if any, kind of changes will happen. But if an ICE agent comes into Bridgeport, they still will wear a mask. They still will do what they have been doing if they feel deemed necessary. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Tom, that I have said openly, when you see some of the videos of what has happened in Norwalk, Stamford, Danbury just in recent months, I think even people on both sides of the aisle, those who even, you know, do agree obviously with having ICE, you know, come in and help with facilitating, you know, immigration and everything, and deportation, they have said that these are, you know, brutal arrests, certainly. But to make sure I've got it clear to people, this resolution, did it pass?
It did not pass last night. They're actually still working on some of the language, so it's still sitting in one of our committees.
Okay, so if and when it does pass, it's, again, just a stance. It's not like ICE agents will now have to abide by anything. They don't have to take their masks off or any of the things you mentioned.
Correct. I mean, nobody is under any impression that this document is legally binding on, you know, federal agents in any way. And it, again, it's just meant to bring voice to the issue. And, you know, I mean, in we've got an issue with the way that some of this has gone down in other municipalities. You mentioned some of them in Norwalk, Stanford, and other places. It brings to mind the action that our Connecticut Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Mullins, after the one of the Stanford raids, had issued a new policy about banning masked and warrantless ICE arrests in state courthouses. So there are attempts by state and local officials to try to address the situation and try to bring voice to some of our concerns. Because, again, it really does, in many people's view, kind of undermine, you know, the trust that people have in law enforcement. Many people believe that the same enforcement actions can be taken without, you know, sort of showing up in an unmarked vehicle with masks on and pulling people off of the street. And so, again, I think, you know, this is just one more attempt by another group of elected officials to bring voice to that issue.
And again, we've got Tom Gaudette here, who is the chief administrative officer for the city of Bridgeport. And Tom, you and I think, have worked very well together in the past. So I really hope that you don't feel like I'm giving you slack for this. But
oh, not at all. And, you know, and this is not a resolution, quite frankly, that came from either me or the administration. It was brought to us by a group of council members that, quite frankly, serve a number of, you know, immigrant families within our community and undocumented people. And, you know, and I'll just say, you know, there are good points that are made on all sides of this issue. It brings to mind, you know, comments have been made by Chris Rosario, one of our state representatives in Bridgeport, have said that ICE actions have, you know, taken some, you know, bad people off of our streets who could be truly dangerous. On the other hand, we should recognize that there are immigrant families and undocumented people that live amongst us, that are good people, that have dignity. You know, Attorney General Tong comes to mind. He was giving a lecture at UB one day, and he said, you know, think about when you go to the grocery store and you grab your produce, the role that undocumented labor has in that, or when you go to a restaurant in Connecticut, the undocumented people that may be working there. So there are well over 10 million undocumented people in our country, and there aren't enough ICE agents or resources to deal with that issue. And quite frankly, it would have a tremendously bad impact on our economy if we were to try to address that in that way. So again, I think the resolution, and if you read it, there are multiple references to respecting the rule of law and the proper role that Homeland Security can play in the immigration space. And I just think that people just want it to be done the right way.
We're chatting with Tom Gaudette, Chief Administrative Officer for the city of Bridgeport. And there was a meeting for the City Council's Public Safety Committee last night, and it was regarding a resolution handling ICE agents specifically in Bridgeport. And Tom has made it super clear in this conversation that this was really essentially just a way for Bridgeport to stand with other communities that have said we don't tolerate the actions of what ICE has done. And while we will respect federal law, you know, we are not OK with the way that ICE has operated. So here's my thing, Tom, and I know I probably sound, you know, not very pleasant, but I feel like you got a lot of really important people in one room in Bridgeport, and to take time out to essentially just talk about a resolution that essentially is not going to do anything. I'm curious why we put the time into that, the energy into that. And the thing I'm thinking of is, I want to say it was a year or two ago, same sort of thing happened. It was a resolution for one of the ongoing wars that's going on in another country. And Bridgeport, you know, had a resolution. We stand with this country. I don't get why we waste the time on that. And I feel bad saying waste, but I just think there are so many such bigger fish to fry in Bridgeport that I don't know why we are spending the energy on this.
Yeah, I respect that viewpoint. And, you know, again, this isn't, you know, my resolution, and certainly city council members from time to time will bring up things that, you know, they feel they want to introduce and talk about. You know, this one's a little different than the one that we dealt with a year ago dealing with Israel and Palestine. That truly was more of a remote issue, although We do have strong members of both communities here in Bridgeport. The ICE issue is one that is in the news almost daily. These raids have been happening, less so in Bridgeport, actually, than in other places down county that you mentioned. But it is top of mind for certain groups and certain communities in my city. And so, you know, I don't think it's a terrible waste of time for people to at least bring awareness around it. You know, and by the way, it was just a committee meeting last night of a few council members. I know that our business here in Bridgeport is pressing, and yes, we do have a lot of things, but I will say that this issue matters to a lot of people in our community, and we do have a strong immigrant population here, and we have a lot of undocumented people that want to know what their rights are here in Bridgeport.
Totally. I agree with you, Tom. I think the thing that, and I asked this question, to be totally frank with you, I asked this question of Governor Lamont. I asked this question of many, actually, people who have said similar things to what you know people in Bridgeport are saying right now, leaders in Bridgeport are saying. The thing that I always question, though, is it's pretty clear that Connecticut has started to put a target on its back. I think the federal government is super aware of where we're coming from when it comes to ICE. And again, I don't really think this is an opinion of if you agree with ICE or don't agree with ICE. I know listeners obviously have strong opinions of that. But I'm not really asking about that. I think my bigger thing is if the goal here, as you mentioned, a large population of people who are from other countries, either living here legally or illegally. And if the goal is to keep ICE from conducting the raids they've been doing or targeting the people that you want to protect, and I don't mean you, but I mean the people who are speaking out against this, doesn't this put a target more on our back when we create resolutions or we create press releases or we create news, especially around something you just said? ICE has really not been in the Bridgeport community. So why even draw that attention to a population that is so vulnerable, including in Bridgeport?
Well, first of all, I'll just say, listening to what you just said, it's a shame that, you know, by bringing awareness, and by talking about, you know, the proper exercise of the rule of law, that we're putting a target on our back. I mean, isn't that a statement on like the world that we live in right now and the state of things in our country, that we could be targeted specifically for a resolution like this, which, again, you know, as I read it, you know, really does talk about respect not only for state law, but for federal law and for this agency. And honestly, it's really not about like, are you for ICE or are you not? I mean, I think most reasonable, level-headed people understand that there is a role for federal entities that deal with immigration issues and homeland security. And again, I bring up, you know, one of our own Democrat state legislators who represents a large immigrant population has, you know, brought light to the issue even among his own caucus members to say, hey, listen, some of the enforcement actions that have been taken are good because they may be taking bad people off of the street. But there are, you know, over 10 million undocumented people in our country, and you cannot possibly or reasonably deal with all of that. We have a broken immigration system in our country. And so what do you do about that, right? How do you handle that issue? And this resolution says, well, they should target people that have, you know, committed serious felonies, that are gang members, that, I am quoting from the text, that pose a serious safety or threat to the community. And the reason for that is because for the rest of the good people that live amongst us that may be undocumented because of our broken immigration system, you know, we don't want them to feel unsafe. Their kids go to our schools. We need them to go to school. You know, we don't want to disrupt workplaces and families and communities. We want people to, for instance, report crimes to the local police department and to access public services. So there are good public policy reasons for not only our local elected officials, but our state leaders and our federal leaders to bring awareness to this issue, to talk about due process rights, because immigration is not going away tomorrow, and there are millions of undocumented people amongst us.
Totally. I agree with you, Tom. I think the thing, though, where we might be agreeing but disagreeing, or maybe vice versa, is I look at the governor, for example, maybe a month or so ago, addressed the public about ICE going into schools. And yeah. There's no proof of that in Connecticut. It hasn't happened. It's not happening. And again, I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, we are living in a time where it's awful that people would be targeted because of a press conference. I agree with you wholeheartedly about that. I think that's dangerous in and of itself. But my point being is, if that's the way the country is right now, is it really that smart to be focusing energy on something and making public knowledge, especially if something that is not an issue right now in Bridgeport? And at least that's what it seems at this point. That's what I'm getting at.
You know, that's fair. And I mean, we have, I don't know what the statistics are myself in terms of how many people have been arrested by ICE. According to the resolution, they cite Connecticut Public Radio saying that we've had at least 12 since May of 2025. That may be true. Again, it may not be top of mind for you and me, Melissa, but it is for some of the groups that work with undocumented people in our communities. They have brought it up. Whether I think that that's a wise thing or, you know, there are certainly risks of putting a target on our back that may arise as a result of this. Well, we're here now and we're talking about it. And, you know, anyone who's listening to this should read the resolution and just see that, you know, Bridgeport is not trying to be difficult. And I don't think any of our colleagues in our other municipalities are either. We're trying to follow the rule of law. And we respect the federal government's role in immigration enforcement. But there's a right way to do this, and there's a wrong way to do this. There's one way that degrades the public trust, and then there's a way to do it with transparency, just like our local and state law enforcement agents do every single day as they carry out their roles.
Tom Gaudet, I want to thank you for having this conversation on the air, and I look forward to having you back on the show really soon. Again, Tom is the Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Bridgeport, and if we can get text, actually, that we could share on our website as well, voicesct.com, so people can read the resolution, that would be great.